We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Belleville, Illinois, home to the oldest continuously operated drive-in movie theater on all of Route 66. It's one of our favorite places to go as a family. This year, the Skyview, celebrating 75 years in business. And in studio with us is owner Steve Bloomer. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
I'm happy to be here.
So this has been in your family all of these years.
Yes, it was my grandfather and his two brothers that built it in 1949, and it opened on July the 8th.
How much that's on site right now is still the original?
Well, the concession stand is original. We've had to replace the screen. It's blown down twice. Last time was in 81, and it had to be totally replaced. But the concession stand is original.
What about the rocket ship sign? When did that?
That was built, put up in 1950. And I'm not sure. There's a tornado that took the screen down in 56. That also took the sign down.
Gotcha.
Now, I don't know if they salvaged the sign and put it back up or if they had to replace the sign. So it's either from 1950 or 1956. But it's the same sign as what was put up in 1950.
Now, when you look back at those years and your family talks about those years, how many cars could you accommodate at that time?
Originally, Skyview had room for 840 cars.
Where are we at now?
Well, when we put in the second screen, that took some space of parking space. And also, we had to cut off one corner of the drive-in when we built an addition onto we had the BAC Cinema. And so we now have about 420 cars on screen one and about 190 on screen two.
It's great to have those two screens, though.
It is. It is. Yeah. It allows us to open a movie on the front screen and then move it back to screen two so we can open another movie. Now, the movie companies are giving us a hard time. Some of them are saying, well, you got to play it for 3 weeks. Well, that's okay if you have 15 screens. But if you only have two, it makes a real problem.
Yeah, people want to rotate, especially your faithful.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, during the COVID year in 2020, yes, drive-ins were the only venue that were open, but also we changed movies on both screens every week. We were playing all old movies, so people could come out every week and see something new. Now that we're back to running normally, you can't do that. And it's even worse when you have to play a movie for 3 weeks.
Now, tell our listeners who may not be familiar what your location is there in Belleville.
Okay, we are at 5700 North Belt West in the west end of Belleville. We are right next to a Schnucks Plaza area. So it's on the west end. It's very easy to get to from over here. In fact, about 35% of our customers have Missouri plates.
What was there when it was built?
What was there? It was a mine.
Okay.
In fact, I have pictures taken in one of the newspapers, March of 1949. They're out there dropping dynamite down the mine shafts just to be sure that it's not going to collapse when you park cars on it. So, yeah, it was a mine.
I remember as a kid going to the drive-in, and of course you'd have the speaker from the pole that you'd put on your window, clipped to your window, so you could hear the movie. When were the speakers taken out of Skyview?
We started experimenting with Our first experiment was with an AM broadcasting system, and that's when we put in screen number two in 1982. Problem with AM broadcasting systems is that if there's any electrical disturbances or storms around, you get all the static over there. And the station that the system was tuned to was the same as a Mexican station that at midnight cranked up to 100,000 watts.
Oh, so there was no way getting around
that.
It blew
us away. We tried a couple of FM systems. So the first one we tried was an analog system, so you had to kind of tune it in, and sometimes it just didn't match the cars. So we what we have now is a digital system. We installed that in, I think it was right, 97, 98. By early 2000, we had started kind of trying to wean people off of the speakers. We announced, that we were doing an FM broadcasting system, and we gradually started taking speakers away. In the early 2000s, we had maybe 20 speakers on each screen. We had rental. We didn't actually rent them. We had some radios for people that needed them. They had to put a deposit down, and when they brought the radio back, we'd give them their money back. But by the end of the year, they were trashed. So now, if somebody complains about the sound, I can say, look at them and say, it's not our fault. It's your radio.
We have an old boombox in the basement that we keep just for the sky view. I'm curious, was it a challenge for you when the vehicles started getting bigger and taller, like the big SUVs?
Yes. We started probably maybe 20 years ago. If you've been out there, we have orange poles and white poles. We have the orange poles for the taller vehicles and the white poles for the smaller ones. We started off with maybe just a couple rows for the taller vehicles. Now on both screens, the majority of the parking spaces are for taller vehicles. In fact, there are nights when we will sell out all of our high-rise vehicles and still have room for smaller cars.
So what are you doing to celebrate the 75th anniversary?
Well, the first thing is we're playing old cartoons every night. We did that for our 70th anniversary, and that was very popular. We had our Iconathon last weekend that was very successful. One of the fellows that that I work with put that together last year, called Iconathon because we're using iconic movies. We have three movies on each screen, and we change them. So Friday night is different from Saturday night. We had stuff like Godzilla, Little Shop of Horrors, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Conan the Barbarian, Xanadu. It was popular last year. The weather was a little bit chilly this year, so our attendance was down a little bit. We are so dependent upon weather. If the weather's good, we do good business. If the weather isn't, it suffers. We have a thing called our Firebird Fest coming up in May. That's like it's the fourth year that we've been doing this. Over the 4th of July weekend, that's what we'll have Despicable Me 4 coming out. And on July the 8th, we're in the process of working out exactly how we're going to celebrate. I mean, okay. I know we're going to have live music out there. But what else we're going to do, stay tuned.
Okay. We've got Steve Bloomer. He's the owner of Skyview Drive-In in Belleville, celebrating their 75th anniversary. Now, people can participate in making this an even bigger deal, because I understand that you're in the running for an award for USA Today if people vote. Tell us more.
That's correct, yeah. I just found out about this maybe 3 weeks ago or so, that we were one of 20 drive-ins nominated for Best Drive-In in the United States. And so we started promoting it on our social media. And right now, we are the number one rated best drive-in in the country. Voting continues until May 13th. And if any of your listeners would like to help us out, you can go to our website, which is www.skyview-drive-in.com. And you can vote. You can vote every day. You can vote once a day. So the more people that vote, the better chance we have to, of being the best drive-in in the country.
Well, and I think what's so fun about your drive-in as well is the fact that it still has a playground on it.
That's true.
Is that original?
Well, we had a playground from the very beginning. There is one slide on that playground that has been there since the screen was rebuilt back in 56. Okay. There's a picture in the concession stand on the back wall with the new screen and the new playground. And if you look in there, you'll see that slide, and it's still down on the playground.
That's one of the best parts of Skyview is that playground. Do you have future generations ready to take up the mantle?
Nope.
No?
Nope. My kids, they've all worked out there, but one of them is a doctor. One of them is a nurse practitioner with her doctorate in nursing. And my son lives in Cincinnati.
So you're holding on as long as you can.
I'm holding on as long as I can. Hey, if anybody wants to buy the place, I'll talk to you.
We've got to keep it rolling. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us this
morning. Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.